Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day. You are the one. Only you neath the moon or under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents songs by Sinatra for the pleasure of you all.
Well, thank you all, Marvin Miller. And while you all go and see if that big clarinet tycoon Benny Goodman and the Goodman Sextetti are ready, why, I'll Askel Askel. Hey, Startle, get me off. Play something, will you? Last night I met the sweetest gal a guy could ever meet. The moment that she touched my hand, she swept me off my feet. And as I fell, I soon could tell I had her fallen too. And even though it was a dream, I don't mind telling you. One more dream, and she's mine. One more dream, and she's mine. 40 winks, and methinks she'll be mine. Had her hook, things looked fine, but she slipped off the line. One more dream, and she's mine. 'Twas in the park the other day at 5 or thereabout. I ran around in circles just to tire myself out. I fell asleep beneath a tree upon a leafy bed. A cop looked down and woke me up, and this is what I said. One more dream and she's mine. One more dream and she's mine. 40 winks and methinks she'll be mine. Had her hooked, things looked fine, but she slipped off the line. One more dream and she's mine.
Neighbors, having Benny Goodman and the Goodman Sextet dropping here tonight sure stirs up the memories. Benny, remember when I first met you, boy?
Yes, Frank, you know, it was nearly 10 years ago. You were as thin as a rail.
Tell me, you think I've changed much in 10 years, Benny?
Yes, Frankie, now you're as fat as a rail.
Oh, better watch it, B.G. You know, this here is my fighting weight.
Say, how about that, Frankie? Tell me you're mighty handy with your dukes.
Oh, I toss a little leather now and then, yes.
And then if you get caught in a dark alley, you wouldn't have any trouble defending yourself, would you, huh?
It all depends, Benny. With Margaret O'Brien, no. With Lana Turner, possibly. But, Benny, speaking of girls, I want you to meet teenage Tina. Tina, this is Benny Goodman, the King of Swing.
Hello, Tina.
Well, say something, Tina.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Benny, last week, Tina was playing a lot of the latest records, and her dad got so mad that he busted her chicory chick.
I'll say, he really busted it.
Right over your pretty little head?
Oh, no, right over
Tina,
my...
Tina. I think right now your daddy would like to hear Benny Goodman's clarinet and the Goodman Sextet.
Oh, I don't think that'd sit so good with Daddy.
You mean your Daddy doesn't go for me and my sextet, Tina?
Well, Mr. Goodman, it isn't you. It's just that Daddy's idea of a sextet is 6 accordions.
Well, you know, I've been meaning to add 6 accordions. I'm glad you reminded me.
But, Betty, I'd like to remind you that it's high time for a smasheroo solo by the sextet.
What do you mean, a solo? We're figuring on playing while you sing.
Now you're talking.
Tina, for gosh sakes. Benny, I couldn't sing with a Goodman Sextet. Who do you think I am? Lawrence Tibbett or somebody? No, Ben, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
He can too do it. He can.
Tina, what makes you so sure that I can sing with a Goodman Sextet?
'Cause you're Frankie, that's why.
Go ahead, Ben. I got a feeling that you're stuck with me like we're stuck with Tina. Ain't that a little pokey for me, Benny? After all, man, I'm a cat. Stuff's got a mover, I goes right by it. I sings by jet propulsion, man. Last 3-minute record I made it in 30 seconds. Lay something on me that really romps, kid. Me and my big mouth. I said I wanted something that moves. This kid goes to the moon and back in 2 seconds, including time out for station identification. I surrender. I give up. I can't sing with the sextet, Ben.
Frankie, you've got to. You've got to.
Tina says I've got to, Benny.
So I've got to. But put me in a purdy mood, Benny. Now, that's what I'm talking about. I only have eyes for you. This one will get me off the hook. This will put me right back in my own alley. What a sweet sextet. Musically, that is.
The stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people walk by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you. And I only have eyes for you.
Thank you, Benny Goodman and the Sextet. And don't anybody be running away, because Benny's famous Running Wild may turn up any second. And now, Sinatra the Pied Pipers. Sinatra the Pied Pipers. Over.
When clouds start to gather and they get you in a lather, breaking down your normal stability, it is neither wise nor proper for a gent to blow his topper. Why be irritated? Light N-O-G.
Yes, light on old gold. For comfort, for pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness. The pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. You see, Old Golds are specially conditioned with a unique moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for superb extra flavor, Old Gold adds a touch of rare imported Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier, friendlier smoke. Yes, light an Old Gold and enjoy the comfort, the sheer pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
Oh, since I got me a cigarette with Latakia, nothing seems to jar my serenity. For a future bright and sunny, try a smoke with apple honey. Why be irritated? Light N-O-G.
You know something? I may make an album of that song. Well, Pipers, what kind of a jingle did Skip the Maloo slip you tonight?
I've got a gal who's long and thin.
She's got a face like Rin Tin Tin.
Don't make sense, but it rhymes with chin.
Waiting for the train to come in.
And say, Axel's down there at the station waiting for you. Friends, the Pied Pipers.
Waiting for the train to come in. Waiting for my man to come home. I've counted every minute of the livelong day. Been so melancholy.
golly, since he went away, I've shed a million teardrops or more, waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track, looking for the choo-choo train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin, waiting for the train to come in. For the train in the rain is insane, but my man's on his way. He's arriving today. That's why I'm feeling so gay. He's traveled the world from China to Rome, while I've been sitting here holding my own.
I've shed a million teardrops or more.
What for?
Awaiting.
Standing near the depot by the railroad track, looking for my man, and please believe me, Jack, I'm waiting for my life to begin, waiting for that to come in.
A very cagey arrangement there, Pipers, and you wrapped it up mighty neatly. Well, gang, on with our chores in the ballad division.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. Still I feel so gay, a melancholy way, that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
Baba-leba. Hello, Daddy? Tina? Huh? Daddy, dear, this is Wednesday. Where would I be?
Say, Tina, while you got Daddy in the line, I might as well do those songs that he wanted.
Oh, hold on, Daddy. Mr. Sinatra's gonna bong you a song.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fade and die.
Say, ask your dad how he liked that, Tina.
Daddy, how'd you like... What's that? Oh, Daddy, sometimes I... Oh, Daddy.
What's the matter? Didn't he like my rendition of Bubbles?
Yes, but he says it reminds him he forgot to buy the laundry soap. Isn't that perfectly gruesome?
I intend to sue. Let's see, Tina, your daddy also wanted this one.
I wonder what's become of Sally, that old girl of mine.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Sinatra. What's that, Daddy? Yes, Daddy, I'll tell him.
What now, Tina?
Daddy says if you wonder what's become of Sally, call the Missing Persons Bureau.
What's that?
What's that, Daddy? Oh.
What'd he say?
He said, that's a joke, daughter, that's a joke.
Mm-hmm. If that's a joke, I'm the heavyweight champ. Time's a-wasting, Tina. Benny Goodman hasn't even played Running Wild yet. Tell me what else Daddy requests in the memory division.
Let me call you, sweetheart.
Let me see, how does it go?
It starts out, let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper, Mr. Sinatra.
What's wrong, Tina?
I'm singing on Frankie's program.
Well, I got news for you, honey. It ain't permanent. Tina? Tina, tell Daddy here comes the last memory tune.
The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This aching heart of mine was singing, lover, come back to me.
Boing!
Tina!
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Sinatra.
Tina, dear, is this your little red jacket?
Uh-huh.
This your American history book, Tina?
Uh-huh.
And whose picture of Van Johnson is this, Tina? And what are you going to do with it, Tina?
Oh, I'm going to take it home and burn it.
Gad, what a cooperative moppet. Neighbors, here it comes. The big news of the evening. Benny Goodman and the Goodman Sextet and three of the grooviest minutes in modern swing. Running Wild, Mr. G.
B.
Mr. Goodman's sextet that was so hot that the joint will be smoking for weeks. And speaking of smoking, here's Marvin Miller speaking of smoking.
Folks, the other day, P. Lorillard Company received a letter that was so remarkable and interesting that we asked permission to read it over the air. And here it is. Dear Sirs, I have recently returned from Japan as a liberated prisoner of war. I was interned in the Shanghai War Prisoner Camp for 3.5 years following the capitulation of Wake Island, December 23, 1941. During internment in Shanghai, it was our good fortune to receive several food boxes in which were American cigarettes, including Old Golds. I am sure it will interest you to know that only Old Golds retain their aromatic tobacco freshness during transit from the United States. Consequently, Old Golds enjoyed a decided boost in popularity among the 1,500 men in camp. Signed, A.E. Pei. Well, thank you, Mr. Pei, for telling us how much you and your comrades enjoyed Old Golds. And you smokers, we think this is another token of how Old Gold does more to give you more. More flavor, more freshness, more protection against cigarette dryness. Day by day, to millions of smokers, it becomes increasingly evident that down to the very last detail, Old Gold proves itself a truly great cigarette.
Underneath the frozen earth at Hyde Park today, a great man had a birthday. And the little path that leads down to his grave was narrow and cold. On earth, this man walked a path that was wide and warm. Whole nations were lined up on either side, and they felt the warmth. And so did lots of us little people. I, for one, thought the world of this man. I think he was a magnificent human being. I suppose he had his share of human weakness, but he sure had more than his share of human strength. What I admired most about him was the way he had of making every American feel welcome here. Yes, it's his birthday today, and I only wish he could be with us tonight to kind of ask you to chip in to the March of Dimes, his own personal cause. But then I know you'll get in there and pitch anyway, because when it comes to protecting a little tot from infantile paralysis, a great crippler, you probably feel as strongly as FDR did. So, neighbors, I wonder if you wouldn't mind so much tonight if we sing Mr. Roosevelt's favorite song. Axel?
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Oh, give me a land where the bright diamond sand flows leisurely down the stream, where the graceful white swan goes gliding along like a maid in a heavenly dream. Then I would not exchange my home on the range where the deer and the antelope play.
I guess I'm still thinking about FDR, so if you don't mind, I'll just call it an evening and go home quietly.
Put your dreams away for another day, and I will take their place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make a new start. When your dreams at night fade before you.
Next week, we lock horns with Bob Hope. Of course, that horn of hopes is a very valuable horn. He should keep it locked. Speaking of hope, I hope you'll all manage to case our joint again next Wednesday. And so with another thank you to BG and the Sextet, Axel Stordahl and the gang, and little teenage Tina, we're saying thanks and OG. That OG, hey, that isn't commercial. That stands for, oh, good night.
Wednesday and every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by Old Gold. With choice tobaccos especially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. Say, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliner. This is Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.